now on the continuous call team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
To all our sponsors, we salute you.
Good job.
On the continuous call team. And Davey, I can't wait for the first time tonight when you cross to the touchline and you'll be doing it for Bingle Insurance. Bingle, hassle-free car insurance.
Turn yourself on, Davey. 45 years.
50 now.
We've given him a new nickname too this year.
The sideline eye.
Yeah,
Lara.
You think it's funny.
Lara Bingle. Lara.
See what I've become, David. I'm a movie specialist now. What's the best movie bloke in the world outside of me now in the old days?
Bill Collins.
Phil Collins?
Bill Collins.
I can see it coming in the air tonight.
And I might just say hello to Bob from the Mid-North Coast, who listens to us all the time, but he happens to be listening to us in California tonight.
What's he doing in California?
Probably enjoying the Las Vegas Sevens.
Is Las Vegas in California?
Well, he went over for the Vegas Sevens, but he's in California now.
It's great to see two Mitch Orbison score tries.
He's been a great servant, hasn't he, for the Roosters for a long period of time. What was his brother's name? He went to Orb. Was it Orb?
Orb Orbison.
I know his father's name, Roy.
Roy Orbison, the big O.
That's enough from me. Let's welcome the continuous call team and introduce the stars of the show. Daryl Broman, 5 months preparation. He's beside himself, ready to get all the things off his chest.
5 months pregnant. He started
to say. Geez, it was an interesting gestation
period.
Are they
twins? They're twins. They could even be triplets.
You blokes happy about that? Well, it is great to have me back.
Afternoon, big man.
Great to be back on this wonderful network.
Aaron Molan was busy over summer. And look, John Stanley, my advice to you is be careful, champion, because Daryl and I were white-handed. I noticed James Bracey's been white-handed from Friday Night Football.
For the love of God. White-handed anybody. And it's called sharing the task.
How come you're the only one who shares?
She's working on Overton.
Look, we'll discuss David Thirsty Morrow's teeth a little later. He's having some work done, and now that we're partly owned by the Nine Network, there are rumours circulating that he's visited the Channel 9 dentist. He called the football last night without bottom row of teeth.
What?
You should have heard him try and pronounce that. Penworth.
How was it?
He said, we're going to Penworth on Sunday.
He's struggling with Bingle too, just quietly.
They're playing Power Winner. What a quest.
Well, the chairman can't be here today. He's throwing a birthday party for his one-year-old granddaughter, Ava. And I'm pleased to say the chairman of the continuous call team's on the line right now. Ray, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Mark. Good afternoon. people started arriving at 11 o'clock this morning. But just before then, the pony rides arrived. Two young ladies with two little Palomino geldings.
Oh, I thought they might have whirled in winks. Hey, Ray, there is something that you should know. How long since you've seen the big man?
What was grand final day?
Yeah, that was it.
Well, I'll start with this and say he has been in a good paddock, right? Now, I think when you said to him, and you said to him on quite a number of occasions after he decided to lose some weight and he wasn't very funny, well, I'll tell you what, the size, he's going to be really, really funny now.
Now, the other funny guy on the continuous call team, alleged funny guy, Piggy, has lost 11 kilos. I've been listening to the program with Mark Monday through Friday, and let me tell you something, he needs to get fat again.
It's true. Big man, we've got a couple of new members joining the continuous call team this year. Jamie Soward has just popped in to say good day, and Anthony Griffin, the former Panthers coach. I feel that you're probably the best person to give them some advice as they enter the world, the wonderful world of the continuous call team.
I did speak privately to Jamie because I haven't met Anthony as yet, but Jamie's in here at the moment, and he suggested he's going to be on for an hour or so speaking gibber, then he's going to go and do some preparation. I said, what?
No, he didn't.
He's only getting 7:30. He's going to do preparation.
Well, what advice did you give him?
Well, I should go back to Triple M.
You follow your English Premier League and your football over there, Stadium of Light, Sunderland's home ground.
Right.
Levy wouldn't know this. You know why it's called the Stadium of Light, don't you?
No.
It's a good bit of trivia. Built on an
good
old
lights.
Mine.
Yeah.
Built on a minefield, old mines. So on top of it, they built the stadium.
Jeez, Chris, that's 20 seconds of my life I'm not going to get back.
Well, at the moment, with our dog Millie as a pup, we've got to make her dry food wet. So soggy, so she can eat it because she doesn't have a lot of teeth.
Yep.
And we put mince through it as well.
A bit like Davey.
Beef mince. Christine's at home in the bowl.